McDonald. Joining us now from our Doyle studio is the Sinn Féin health spokesperson, David Cullinan. What's your reaction to what we've been hearing today?
Well, I think it's a very troubling report. Obviously, we have 2,200 very worried and very anxious families who will be listening to this programme and who I'm sure will be reading the report over the next number of hours. We know that across two of the hospitals in Temple Street and Kappa, there was 155 surgeries that were examined, and it found that in 70% of those surgeries, 106 of them, that it was not indicated that the surgery was necessary. And obviously that is going to be very, very worrying. I would imagine the scale of it is obviously much bigger because, as Dr. Henry said, this was an anonymised sample of 155 cases over 2 years.
Mm-hmm. But obviously, this is it. Not every case has been examined, and that work is still to get underway.
No, but also I was on a briefing this morning that was attended by Colm Henry, but also by a medical expert, by the minister, and by others. And the medical expert said very clearly that any surgery, by its definition, is an applied injury, but it's done on the balance of benefit. And if a surgery was not indicated, particularly in relation to children, then that does mean, in my opinion, that unnecessary injury was carried out on children. And again, children were put in harm's way because of the fact that these procedures were not indicated and may not be necessary. And
to the be only fair, question, though, that's your inference. That's not what the report says.
Well, what the report says very clearly is that in 70% of cases across two hospitals, it was not indicated that the criteria that the procedures did not meet the criteria. There was a lower threshold. So obviously that's very clear in terms of a layman's interpretation of it. And I think we have to be open and honest about what this means. Parents have one question and one question only. The procedure that was carried out on my child, was it necessary or not? Now, what Dr. Henry also talked about and what the Minister for Health has been talking about is that there will be an expert panel put in place that will then look and examine each case and an opt-in for families. But it has to be said, the government knew about this since last May. This was leaked. The draft report has been out there for months. And yet, the terms of reference for this expert panel are still not in place. The criteria is still not in place. The panel is still not in place. We've been told it could take up to 6 months for that to be put in place. So I think that is a failure on the part of the government to not have most of that work done, because I know from my experience of talking to dozens of families over the course of the last number of months, they are deeply worried and they simply want, as I said, one question answered: did my child need this surgery or not?
Well, the government's argument, as you know, is that they had to wait for the final report to be completed, and that report could only be completed after the surgeons were spoken to as well.
I don't accept that the government did not have to put in place contingency plans and make sure that when the final report was eventually published, that processes could be put in place and would be available very quickly for parents. So what we have now are 2,200 parents who received letters a number of months ago. There's been no follow-up since. In fact, we had one family who sent 30 emails to Children's Health Ireland, as we know, and received no response. There is a hotline, and that's fine, and parents obviously will be contacting that hotline to get answers. But the only way they will get answers is if there is a review of their case. So my point is that given the draft report that was clearly out there for everybody to see, and it was obvious from any discussions I had with people within CHI, and I met people who work within the orthopaedic service who are very, very concerned about the high levels of osteotomies and procedures that were carried out, that this should have been put in place so that today when the report was published, that we would be much further on in relation to that expert panel being in place. So, of course, I'm concerned that's not in place. Of course, I'm concerned it could take months, because I know that we have very, very worried and very anxious families, and I would hope that everybody would want those families to get answers to those questions they have as quickly as possible.
All right. David Cullinan of Sinn Féin, thanks indeed for being with us this afternoon. We'll be back with more on the news at one after a quick break.